Well, this morning, members of SEIU, Local 99, a Los Angeles union that represents bus drivers, custodians, special ed assistants, cafeteria workers within the Los Angeles Unified School District, began a massive three-day strike. This involves 1,000 schools. And while the strike is localized to Los Angeles, strikes like this can quickly spark strikes in other districts. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by William B. Gold, Stanford Law Professor, the former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board, and the author of a new book. It's called For Labor to Build Upon, Wars, Depression, and Pandemic. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, the last time the LA Unified School District employees went on strike, it seemed to inspire other strikes here in the Bay Area, because the last LA strike was successful. Is this a normal phenomenon?
Yes, I think that there's a much greater willingness to resort to the strike weapon, particularly over these past couple of years. And I think that there is a greater recognition of existing inequities and a willingness, in part because fueled generally by inflation, shortage of labor, a general uncertainty that has been brought on over these past two, three years, spurred by the pandemic. And it's quite likely that we've seen a great uptick in strikes, both in the private and public sector, beyond those figures that are kept by the Department of Labor. They only keep track of big strikes.
This, you know, it's the second largest school district in the country. It is a massive strike because teachers are not going to cross the picket line. Are there particular, is there more of a danger when this large of a group goes out? Is it more of an upside?
Well, there's no doubt about the fact that there is a danger. Look, I mean, education is a vital service. The problem is that somebody is going to be those who suffer most frequently are going to be suffering as the result of this. Particularly, my goodness, your weatherman was just talking about the unstable weather. What are people going to do who don't have child care with their kids, and particularly in this in this difficult weather? So we I think there'll be a great compulsion to find some way of resolving this matter in the next day or so. I think the parties really have to, on a matter so essential as this to the public, put their differences aside. They're not really all that far apart. They're both talking about double-digit increases over the next couple of years, and it seems to me that they can come together and may well.
Professor, great information. We really appreciate your time. William B. Gold, Stanford Law Professor, the former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board.